Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Again, this is On the Real with Dr. D, and today I want to talk about marriage on the rocks. Man, I was reading an article the other day about reasons why people are getting divorces, and if something has changed. The last time I checked, the top reason why people got divorced was money. Now there's a whole list of things. I'm going to give them to you. Professor William Doherty has written an article about marriage and divorces, and he lists 9 things that nine reasons why people get divorced. First of all, you need to know that I did jump right into this. How y'all doing? All right, I'm good. All right, so stay with me, okay. In the United States, researchers estimate that 40 to 50% of all first marriages end in divorce, and 60% of second marriages will end in divorce. All right. Now, Dr. Doherty's article about marriage, he says the number one reason that people give for their divorces is lack of commitment. 73% says it's a lack of commitment. Number two, too much arguing, 56%. Number three, infidelity, 55%. Number four, marrying too young, 46%. Expectations, unrealistic expectations, 45%. Lack of equality in relationship, 44%. Lack of preparation for marriage, 41%. And abuse, 29%. Lots of reasons, and I don't know which one stands out for you the most. When I think about the lack of commitment, that's just kind of general to me. Does that mean that people just want to, I don't know, they don't really care to stay married? So I don't know what that commitment is for. I don't know if it's for commitment to the person or commitment to the institution. I don't really know what they mean by that. That's too general for me. That's too general because there's not enough information in that number for it to be so high for me to get it. So if you have some ideas, you can give me a call right now at the switchboard and chime in because I quite don't understand that one. Let me give you the number. It's 213-325-3434. All right? So you call in. No, I'm sorry. Scratch that. It's 657-383-1387. That's 657-383-1387. So lack of commitment. Does that mean that people don't really care whether they get married and stay married the way they used to? Does it mean that they are just other things are more important? They have their commitment eggs in other baskets so that staying married, being married is not one of them? Or could it mean that they have lots of other personal interests, as in other people, that they are committed to, so they don't have enough commitment, value to invest in a single relationship? That's just me just making up stuff because, that lack of commitment thing is too general. Too much arguing. And my first question as a therapist is, what are you arguing about? Are you arguing about all these other things that are the reasons why people get divorced, or is it something else? Are you arguing about the lack of commitment? I don't know. So that is really curious to me because one of the things that people, when I do my little small surveys, usually talking to married couples, and I ask them, you know, what are the most important things in relationship and marriages, they always say communication, sex, and trust. Okay, so are they arguing well would be my first question. How are these arguments going? Are you listening? You know, are you just again, what are you arguing about and how are you arguing? Because how you disagree has everything to do with where you get, or if you get someplace, or if you resolve whatever it is that you're arguing about. And now, infidelity, 55% said they divorced because of infidelity. And that's, I would have to, when I think about that, and I'm thinking about there are people who have infidelity in their relationships, and they stay married. So I'm wondering if this infidelity, this 55%, is just, what is it, what you call that? I'll just say too much. The word comes to mind, serial, this is what the word I was looking for, where one of the partners in the relationship, that is just what they do, and they have no intentions of not doing that. They just will commit only so much to the person that they're married to, but then they have, I lose language because I'm not sure do they, and I don't want to put words in their mouths. So if you are listening, call me at 657-383-1387 and chime in on this one. So I don't want to make assumptions about, you know what's going on with the infidelity. Marrying too young, 46%, 46%. That's pretty easy. Yeah, because when you get married and you're old, it's something to manage. So I can get that. Yeah, I don't know what it takes, but you know what I'm saying? When I think about it, I don't think anybody knows what it takes, really takes, to keep a relationship going. Again, clearly 56% of us don't know. Let's see. But I want to say lack of preparation, 41%. That's just 5% different than marrying too young. And less than that, 4% between when it comes to unrealistic expectations. So maybe the lack of preparation, unrealistic expectations, yeah, I guess inequality, all of those could happen no matter how old you are. But I would suspect, if I could generalize a little bit, I would suspect that the younger you are, the more difficult that is, because you don't have a whole lot of life experience, as much life experience. And so trying to do all of that, push all of that into a relationship that you can, I guess, feel a part of and feel alive in and make work is just difficult. Lack of preparation, again, is interesting because nobody teaches. I don't think there's a class in any family where they teach you how to be in a marriage. There's a lot of discussion about weddings and how to do those, but I don't know if there's the same kind of attention is given to how to be married. Now, even when you think of that, you got to wonder at what cost do the people who stay married stay married? And so say if someone tells you, you know, men or women who are, let's just say men because that's a stereotype, men, they're just going to cheat, so just be okay with that. Don't, you know, as long as he's paying the bills and taking care of the kids and being available, let that go. Now, that might not be something you want to let go, but that may be how your mother and her mother and her mother stayed married for 75 years. That may be just how they did it, but you may not be willing to do that. So even if you are someone who does prepare you, that will that preparation work for you? Will that preparation work for you? Now, lack of equality, I would be interested in knowing what that entails. Does it mean, I don't know, if he gets to cheat, you get to cheat? Does it mean, I don't know, if his voice or her voice is she gets more votes when it's time to make decisions, That would be. So you'd have to read the article. You can go online and find the article, and it probably expresses all that. But I did not want to reiterate what's in the article. I wanted to just put the information out there and invite you guys to chime in, because it's a curious thing to me that all of these things are listed, but still we have these great divorces. I wonder, is it the time we're living in? You know, I don't know, the internet, just lots of things. But I guess when it comes down to, maybe it goes back up there to number one, the lack of commitment. Maybe we are living in a time and an age, and with the social mentality of people, is that, I don't know, we can have what we want when we want it, and if it's something we don't want, we can abandon it and move on to something else. And if that just happens to be marriage, that just happens to be marriage, and that's okay with us. So maybe our generation of people just don't value it the way past generations did. You know, there was a time when women were not paid well, and they still don't get the pay that they deserve. If you've seen the recent commercial about the girl of Praxton, how she's going to ask for equality on the job. I think it's a deodorant commercial. But for that to still be happening suggests that women still don't get paid. But I digress. They don't get paid what they're worth. But I digress. My point is, there was a time when women depended on men for income, depended on men for protection in that regard. And now they don't need them the way they used to need them. So the partnership definitely has changed. And now you have women who, in some positions, they do. They make more money than some man they would meet that they would want to be in a relationship with. And then the whole mentality around who makes the most money comes up. Of course, now she doesn't need him the way she used to. So he can just walk out and that would be fine. Of course, then she doesn't get the dream of having a family and all of that stuff, but at least she, in her mind, I can take care of myself, so I don't need you for that. So, again, maybe we're not bound by marriage the way we used to be, because life is just a little bit easier for everybody. And as long as it's easy and we can, again, we don't have to depend on anybody else, then we don't have to stay married. We don't have to stay married. So then, for me, it comes back down to values. How important is being married to you? Clearly, it's not as important as it used to be, or people are not buying the story that they were, that our grandparents and our parents were sold. People are just deciding they can deal with the stigma of being divorced or whatever. There's talk, but then we move on to something else. Maybe people are deciding that maybe it's not that big a deal. Even in Mr. Doherty talked about, there are people in relationships, if they live together, they're more than likely, if they get married, they don't stay married. So it seems like nothing we're doing is really working. But that's just me. So marriages all over this country are on the rocks. Lack of commitment, too much arguing, infidelity, marrying too young, expectations unrealistic, inequality in relationship, lack of preparation for marriage, and abuse. So you decide, you know, maybe it's not important to us anymore. And if it is, then what do we do about it? So the next time we talk, for the next several blog talk sessions I will have, it will be about relationships. So I'm hoping that you check in and that you call in. Until then, it's been On the Real with Dr. D. On the Real, I say, you already know.